This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Okay, so sometimes we like to peel back the curtain here inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. I'd like to point out that Eric Norrison was just singing along with the theme song as we were getting ready to come on the air, and it was fantastic.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah,
you've got just the vocals of an angel.
Oh, dude, I got such a range, man. Dynamic.
It's the first Tuesday of the new month. That means it's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday. We've got four beers today, and I feel like instead of the usual, hey, how's it going? I almost feel like we have to just start going with it.
Let's just start chugging. We'll catch up along the way.
I know, right? That's exactly what we'll do. All right, what do we got first?
All right, going to start off with Daybreak Pilsner. If you guys remember... you weren't able to make it last time, so
I figured stuck at home.
Yeah, and seeing as you were over last week, I forgot to give you some of this.
That's
to
right.
Make sure that you drank this, because this is like where my Pilsner's going, man. This is it.
How interesting you mention that I was over there last week.
I wonder why.
should we let the people know why?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, get to it. Let
them
know.
So if you guys remember last year, we did a BTL doubleheader. That was done to benefit for the Southern Tier Food Bank, and yep. We teamed up with a couple of, well, Ithaca Coffee Company we teamed up with.
Yep.
But this year we're doing the BTL, we're calling it the Smash Double. It is going to be a Smash Double IPA, so Smash being a single malt, single hop. So the hops on it is going to be New York State Mackinac, so 100% New York hops.
Yep.
And then the malt is... Golden Promise, which is a Scottish version of an English heritage malt.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Very, very excited. Let's get back to Daybreak for a hot second.
Absolutely.
This is so good.
Yeah,
so crisp, dude.
Changing Pilsner malt,
yep.
Using a new brand, changing hops, using Motueka and Hallertau Middlefrue, so it's got like a new world hop and it's got an old world hop, and it just ties together really nicely and like this very crisp. Has that kind of German bitterness to it, but
yeah,
also like a lot of floral and a lot of like lemon notes as well.
I can taste the German bitterness, and I like that style so much that I'm completely done with my tasting already.
Oh my God.
That's
yes,
how good
are.
It was,
yeah,
dude. That was flawlessly good. Like that
was such
a simple drink.
That was like one of the things Wayne Talley, like when he had that, he's just like, put that in stone. That's what you're making from now on. Like our gardener, her name is Jarina. She's actually from the Czech Republic. Like, she pulled me aside after, like, having it, and she's like,
really?
That is good. I'm sorry.
And that's the one to go with.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it, dude. Real quick, before we go back or go to this beer here, the BTL doubleheader, I want to mention, I was over there bright and early watching Eric work his magic at, like, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And you'll see the video on our social at ESPN Ithaca in the next couple of days. But it's absolutely crazy what this guy does so early in the morning to make a delicious beer. I commend you so much with all the heavy lifting you've got to do, all the crazy science that you were trying to teach me. Some of it was engraved back into my brain. Some of it went over my head. It was just so incredible,
dude. You just keep on coming back to it, and we'll get it in there.
So incredible. I'm just so amazed.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we're teaming up with you guys, and we're teaming up to honor the Food Bank of the Southern Tier.
Absolutely.
Once again, this year.
Such a great group to work with and to benefit. I mean, Southern Tier, it's full of, not to diss this area, but it's got a lot of rural poverty and stuff. So being able to contribute to the food bank and help people out in like these food deserts and areas where there just isn't food available or enough nutritious food available, like it's super important.
And the thing that's so cool is that if you remember, just $1 can provide up to 3 meals.
Yeah, like 3 meals, yeah.
So, last year we did well over $1,000, and it was something that was so worth it for us. So we're excited to do it again, excited to have your beer, excited to team up with you guys, and excited to be a part of, like I said last year, one of the most renowned breweries in the Finger Lakes.
Oh,
like, when you think of longevity in this area when it comes to craft beer, one of the first names you have to think about is Wagner Valley Brewing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, one of the first in the area.
Yeah, the fact that we get to do this with you guys again is just so cool, man.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm so
solid.
Excited.
I hope this is, becomes a long-running tradition,
I do, too. Yeah. I think we both do. All right, what else do we got?
All right, next up, Cloudbank's back.
Let's go, baby.
This year, it seems like every year I'm, like, doing something different, but last year I just wanted more banana, and, like, it's really, we talked about, like, how getting that banana is about, like, actually abusing yeast.
Yeah.
Like, the German Hefeweizen yeast is a specific, like, variety type of yeast. And, like, with other yeasts, like ale yeast and lager yeast, you really want to, like, pamper that yeast, like, get enough cell count in there, enough yeast in there to, like, efficiently devour all the sugars and stuff.
Yep.
And, like, you know, so they don't get stressed out. They do everything clean and nice. With Hefeweizen, it's almost the exact opposite. You just want to beat the crap out of them and just, like, because they're going to eat all the sugar anyways. They're just, like, they're, like, semi-wild. Like, it's got some sort of, like, wild genetics to it, and it's just going to devour any simple sugar available to it pretty much. And so, yeah, this one, just once again, like, no oxygen while you're knocking out. That's important for yeast reproduction. So you're, like, keeping your cell count super low, stressing it out, and then just letting it do its thing, you know?
And I just had a sip of it, and it's so banana-y.
Yeah,
it's so,
so
good.
Much banana.
And I'm somebody who doesn't necessarily like eating just, like, bananas on their own, but something in this, I mean, it's not too much. It's definitely
it's
not going to be
balanced against the cloves in there and stuff. It's so good.
All right, truth be told, as we peel back the curtain once again here on a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday, may or may not have had a little bit of this as a breakfast beer when we went to go visit Eric last week.
Yeah, definitely didn't happen.
It was so good. You literally, you're like, you know what? Cloudbank's out. Just bottled it. You want to try a little bit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the taste of it, man,
it's
just
so
clovey, so delicious. Like I said, it's got that banana finish to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL coming up in just a little bit. Win a growler and a fill to go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing. Make sure you follow them on their social media at Wagner Valley Brewing on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, check them out online at wagnerbrewing.com. All right, what else do we got?
All right, next up is Frankenweizen.
Oh.
About to pull that off tap at the end of the month, so may as well revisit it. What I like about this beer is, like, it's almost 100% bomb-proof. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's a sour beer. It doesn't really oxidize like normal beer does.
Yep.
It also doesn't have any hops in it, which is also, like, one of the primary facets of oxidation when hop flavors and aroma kind of...
Yeah.
Turn to it, and then, like, also the color. The color's fantastic.
The color is one of my favorites. This is one of my favorite beers that you brew. Just the smell of it and the taste of it.
Yeah, it's just great.
Oh, my God. It just, it's literally, I think it was an episode of The Simpsons one time where they said something along the lines of, there's a party in my mouth and everybody's invited.
Oh my God, that's such a good episode. That's the nuclear power band baseball team one.
Is,
like,
that the one?
Yes, because that was Ken Griffey Jr.
because
he starts drinking Mr. Burns' brain tonic.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Seriously, that's what this is. I mean, it's not going to give you those side effects, but this is going to give you the side effect of just being in love with Frankenweizen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So good, dude. You know, that's the cool thing, and I know I've said this once before, and I'm going to say it again. Just the idea that you integrate so much with, like, the wine side of things.
Yeah.
And integrate so much with distilleries nearby and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it, barreling and aging and this, that, and the other. I'm just so enamored with the job that you do with
it. Yeah, I mean, you're working in beer. There's ways to sneak local things in here. Like, you
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Like, whenever I'm doing anything with honey, honey wheat, which at some point will be back this summer. Like,
nice.
I love to work with Wade's there in Interlake. And, like, you know, so it's where, and when I'm doing maple porter, I work with Happy Jacks down there in Dryden.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just reaching out to your local providers of these things and finding, you know, the right fit.
So great. It's so great. So Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Coming up, win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing on Route 414 in Lodi. We got another Colossa can of something?
Yeah, drink more, man.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
You're just killing me with this.
Oh, God.
What do we got?
We have Sparrow Stout. Remember we drank this a few months ago?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this will be on tap sometime. And I finally got it on tap.
Good.
So, yeah, exactly. It's been sitting. It's a Caribbean stout.
Yep.
It's kind of an obscure stout style. It's pretty much a foreign export stout, but with a brown sugar or molasses in it.
Yeah.
And also, typically, not everyone does it this way, but a lot of brewers. I mean, the original was Red Stripe. They have Dragon Stout.
Right.
And that's one of the primary versions of it. And what they're doing is they're temperature abusing a lager yeast strain. And that pushes out all those esters and stuff. And that's actually what I ended up doing as well. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
sat. That's good.
Sat for like two more months and like it's almost 9% alcohol.
Is it really?
Yeah, I know, right? And like in the last 2 months, that alcohol like has just kind of disappeared completely.
Yeah, it has.
And it's just this really winey and chocolatey and coffee and
so coffee and so chocolatey tasting.
So much
that's
going
the stuff
on.
I like that's yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
that's a killer.
That landed well. Yeah.
No, it did. Absolutely, it did. Before we start wrapping things up here, it's worth noting that you guys have basically. I mean, we've kind of talked about it a little bit, but you guys have basically taken your deck and completely covered it up so that on terrible, like, rainy summer days that we might be having, like, your place is still the go-to place. Because we went over there last week, and it was cold, and it was rainy, and it was miserable outside.
Yeah.
But we went outside on your deck for a little bit just to hang out, and it was so fantastic.
Oh, God,
dude.
It was so good. Yeah. Yeah, it was just so nice and quiet and... Yeah, just being able to cut out the wind coming, because especially like where we're at, the wind usually is typically coming out of the west, so it's like coming straight up into that building. So to like seal off that and like keep it like sealed, like it's just nice. And
don't get me wrong, when it's nice and summery and
oh,
beautiful,
yeah, doors
and
are going
like
right
that,
open.
The doors are going to be
doors
up.
Doors are right open.
But like seriously, if you need something to do on a rainy Saturday.
Yeah.
Seriously,
oh,
go
exactly.
Visit Eric and the folks at Wagner Valley.
Absolutely.
Because they have everything covered up. It's a fantastic setup that they have now. It's essentially like the best way to put it are like garage doors.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're literally big glass garage doors.
That's quite literally what they are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's been pretty nuts. Like we've seen some days where it was like a 30-degree day and like just with like the greenhouse effect because you had all these glass doors and stuff. Like you'll see it pop up to like 60s or so by the mid-afternoon just because...
Really?
We're like, yeah, we have some radiant heat panels in there, but a lot of it is just sunlight beaming through those doors and just bouncing around.
They're fantastic.
It's great.
They're fantastic.
Oh, and also, end of the month, keep an eye out for Mangosa and Seneca Soul, just to jam that in there at the end of it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Too, yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. Just Seneca Soul and Mangosa. It's just whatever,
so
guys.
Good. if you want to go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing, we've got a gift card and a growler fill to a lucky listener. Who are we giving that to today?
Number 8.
Number 8 it is. 607-533-0077 is the number. Again, 607-533-0077. Win a growler and a fill to Wagner Valley Brewing. You don't want to miss out on some of the stuff that Eric is brewing right now, including Sparrow Stout, including Frankenweizen, which is on its on its last legs, if you will, over there. Again, 607-533-0077 is the number. Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Killed it. BTL is back after this.